Okay, and our next speaker, Sung Young Lee, will be giving his talk entitled Underdeveloped Embryos and Seed Dormancy in the Korean Endemic Species Ranunculus.
Thank you for being here. My name is Sung Young Lee from Korea National Arboretum. The topic that I would like to present here today is underdeveloped embryos and seed dormancy in the Korean endemic species Ranunculus. Firstly, I'd like to give you some background information on ranunculus species. The genus ranunculus belongs to ranunculaceae family and consists of 500 species around the world. And they are mainly native to northern hemisphere and mostly perennial. And this genus has been used as cut flowers, pot plant, and also garden plant. And also many scientific papers reported that the genus has medicinal potential. Among them, the Ranunculus cruciverus is endemic to Korea and grows at subalpine zone in Jeju Island in the Korean peninsula, and also have long flowering period from May to July and drought tolerance and dwarf type with about 10 centimeters in plant height. Ranunculus can be propagated by division, seed, or tissue culture. Among this method, seed propagation can be the most practical method for native plant growers. As you can see from the table, we found 5 scientific reports for seed dormancy. In some species, scarification was useful for breaking dormancy, but in another species, seeds germinated well at cold temperatures without any dormancy breaking pretreatment. Thus, the results are species-dependent, so we have limited information for seed propagation of Korean native ranunculus. Thus, the aim of this study was to determine whether the seeds have dormancy, and if so, what is the requirement for dormancy break, and also which type of seed dormancy do they have. Based on that, we try to get the information for seed propagation by controlling dormancy and germination. Firstly, we checked whether the seeds have dormancy. After 8 weeks of incubation, we found no germination at any temperature regions. This indicated that the seeds have dormancy. This is the classification system for seed dormancy. Class A is physiological dormancy. It is caused by low growth potential of embryo, and generally after ripening or cold stratification is useful for breaking dormancy in this case. And class D is physical dormancy caused by water impermeable seed or fruit coat. And class D is combinational dormancy caused by both physiological and physical factors. And the others are morphological and morphophysiological dormancy caused by underdeveloped embryos. First, we checked whether the seeds have physical dormancy. The seeds were placed on filter paper and moist with water. Then we measured increasing seed mass during 24 hours. The seed mass increased to 45% compared to initial seed weight. This indicated that the seeds have no physical dormancy. Thus, we can exclude physical dormancy and also combinational dormancy in this classification system. But we've got the information that many ranunculaceae species have morphological and or morphophysiological dormancy. These two kinds of seed dormancy is caused by underdeveloped embryos at seed dispersal. And the underdeveloped embryos must elongate to critical lengths before germination can occur. But the seeds with morphological dormancy generally complete embryo elongation and germination within 30 days. On the other hand, the seeds with morphophysiological dormancy take substantially long time for embryo elongation and germination due to additional inhibiting physiological factors. We observed internal seed morphology by using USB microscope. As you can see in the pictures, the seeds had small underdeveloped embryos at seed dispersal. So no physical block and underdeveloped embryos, and also no germination during 8 weeks of incubation. We found that the seeds have morphophysiological dormancy. Morphophysiological dormancy can be classified into 8 types, depending on the temperature to break dormancy, and the temperature at the time of embryo elongation, and gibberellic egg seed overcomes dormancy or not. For example, in seeds with deep simple morphophysiological dormancy, embryos grew at warm temperature, and germination can occur after warm followed by cold temperature sequences in this case. And GBLA-X seed treatment substitute warm stratification requirement, but not cold temperature requirement in this case. So we sow the seeds on a pot to see germination and on nylon bags to observe embryo elongation in the natural environment. We placed them in a field and took them out from the soil twice a month, and we observed embryo elongation, germination, and seedling emergence. Embryo elongation was calculated by embryo versus seed length ratio because seeds vary in size. This slide shows embryo elongation, germination, and seedling emergence in the natural environment. After seed dispersal, embryo elongation delayed till middle of November. But the embryos continued to grow till middle of March next year. And also, fast embryo elongation occurred at temperature between 0 and 5 degrees Celsius. And in March next year, when the temperature increased to about 5 degrees, germination and seedling emergence increased rapidly. But we did not know the reason why germination and seedling emergence was delayed till March next year. As mentioned earlier, you can see the microscopy observations in this slide again. We also conducted a laboratory experiment where the seeds were incubated at temperature, started from 25 degrees. The embryo elongation was very low during 16 weeks. On the other hand, when the seeds were incubated at temperature, started from 5 degrees, embryo elongation increased rapidly. Thus, this result indicates that the cold temperature is important for embryo elongation. From the result, we can narrow the dormancy type into one of these three complex types. This is the move-along test. There are five temperature sequences. First is started from low temperature to high temperature. Second is started from high temperature to low temperature, and the others for controls. If just cold stratification is required for breaking dormancy, then we firstly see the germination in the first move-along. When the seeds were incubated at 15, 20, 25, or in move 2, which started from 25 degrees, germination was very low during 28 weeks. On the other hand, germination increased to 40% at 5 degrees, and also it was more increased to 60% in move 1. That temperature gradually increased. Thus, cold stratification was essential for dormancy break and germination in this species. In the natural environment, the seeds experienced for about 4 months of cold during winter season, so we stratified the seeds at 5 degrees for 0, 4, 8, and 12 weeks, then incubated at 25 degrees for germination. In this experiment, we found that 12 weeks of cold stratification overcome seed dormancy and promote germination. So we can narrow again the dormancy type into one of these two complex types, intermediate complex or deep complex. Next, we treated the seeds with GA, which is commonly used for breaking dormancy. In 2012 seeds, germination was very low at all concentrations, even though it was relatively high at 1,000 ppm. In 2013, likewise, we were unable to break dormancy through GA treatment, as you can see in the figure. But when the seeds were treated with Freedon, which is ABA biosynthesis inhibitor, about 60% of the seeds germinated. But when the seeds were treated with GA plus Freedon, more than 80% of the seeds germinated. This result indicates that GA and ABA balance plays the role for dormancy break in this species. Thus, in conclusions, we classified that the seeds have deep complex morphophysiological dormancy. In conclusions, during the progress of seed dispersal and germination and seedling emergence, the seeds had underdeveloped embryos at dispersal, and the embryos grew during cold temperature during winter season, and it took about 11 months from dispersal to seedling emergence in the natural environment. But from the result, we can get the seedlings within 3 to 4 months by 12 weeks of cold stratification or GA and Floridon treatment. And also we classified that the seeds have more deep complex morphophysiological dormancy. In particular, in temperate zone, many APSCS species have been known to be deep complex morphophysiological dormancy. This dormancy type can be an ecological adaptation to survive in nature. Thank you for your attention.
Which part of it?
Actually, we did not test which part of the seed was important for inhibiting dormancy mechanism, but it generally, in many seeds native to northern hemisphere, substance inside endosperm and also seed coat, both part of the seeds have inhibiting factors, but I'm not sure about that. Thank you.